President Bush says U.S. highways will be open to Mexican trucks. The White House announcement followed a ruling by an international trade panel that banned Mexican trucks from the U.S., ruling that that ban violates the North American Free Trade Agreement. U.S. truckers are concerned about the safety of Mexican trucks, which will be barreling down U.S. highways. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
The truck border crossing in San Diego is always busy. About 3,000 trucks clear this expansive U.S. customs complex every day. From there, all are funneled directly down the street to a state-run vehicle inspection station. However, only a fraction of the trucks is actually examined. Doris Davidson with the California Highway Patrol is in charge of finding safety violations. Davidson, wearing a blue hard hat with a smiley face, scoots underneath a Mexican-based tractor trailer.
Primarily for right now, I'm going to be looking at their brakes, their suspension, and their steering components, mostly underneath the truck. And then I'll come out and check around the tires and the wheels to make sure that everything's good for going down the road.
Davidson says typically 70 trucks a day are hand-inspected, but that's less than 3% of the total that cross. Of those they do stop, one of every five has serious violations. CHP Sergeant Steve Vail says violators are required to fix the problems immediately, easing the concerns that prompted the initial truck ban. He says Mexican truckers have a financial incentive to keep their rigs in good shape.
Time is money to them. If they get put out of service and they're parked, then they're losing money.
85% of the trade between the U.S. and Mexico comes by truck and amounts to three-quarters of the $250 billion in U.S.-Mexico trade. Santiago Rivas lives in Tijuana, Mexico, across the border from San Diego. Several times a day, he drives his 20-year-old black tractor trailer into the U.S., hauling goods to a nearby industrial center. Under the previous NAFTA rules, he was restricted to a 20-mile zone north of the border, but now he can drive nationwide and is planning to do so to make more money for his wife and three kids.
For me, San Francisco, Oregon, anywhere.
The fear of poorly paid Mexican truckers undercutting union haulers fueled the dispute. But some Southern California-based truckers say they're not concerned. Armando Freyer of San Diego's Dimex Freight Systems says for years he's been contracting with Mexican haulers to handle freight south of the border.
I don't think that the opening of the border is going to change my operation that much. I have 11 Mexican owner-operators that work for me. And I don't think I'm going to change that system because at the end of the day, there is not a whole lot of savings for me to go out and put my own trucks down there.
That's a common refrain from American-based truckers who don't like driving in Mexico, dealing with language barriers and unfamiliar local customs. But the California Trucking Association welcomes the opportunity for its 2,500 members to now do more business in Mexico. But CTA Vice President Warren Heyman says he wants Mexico to be held to the same strict standards as the U.S.
We have to have state-certified engines in our trucks, and we have a special state blend of diesel fuel to help clean up our air. And that's not the case with Mexican trucks. We want them to play by the same rules for the quality of our air and the safety of our people.
Heyman says the trucking issue has become NAFTA's thorniest trade dispute, but he believes the issue will now finally be resolved.
I think it's going to take some time for our state and federal officials to figure out how to apply the rules to a new country. And we'll just have to work out the kinks as we go along.
How the United States will carry out its obligations are likely to be raised when President Bush meets with Mexican President Vicente Fox next week. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.